Tina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM. And K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM. And online at www.kaytfm.com. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Renee Carmouche coming to you live with prayer power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's another day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Just be glad in it. Because God made it just for you and just for me. And so we should be rejoicing and be glad, because God knows everything what's going on today about you and myself. I appreciate all of you who have tuned in. Please do not turn us off. Please stay tuned in. I know that God is going to bless you. He has something good to tell you. He's got the good news. The Bible, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the good news of Jesus. He's got good news, not bad news. Perhaps you've been hearing bad news all day long, or maybe all week, or for a good while now. But God says, I got some good news for you. And you out there, if you have ears, listen well. And is what he was saying. Listen with your ears, but listen with your heart, so you will know that God has something good and great for you. Praise God. I'm just excited about God's word, because I know what God's word can do. It can change the situation that you're in, the bad situation, make it good. In an instant, in a moment's time, God can turn it around just for you. So I plead with you, make sure that you listen to the word, listen to this program, because God has something good for you. He ordained it. He ordained this day and this time before the world was created. That's awesome that you would tune in to Prayer Power Live, to hear what he has to say to you and change your whole entire life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the word. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me. And I believe that God has something good. Praise God. God's going to bless you today. Today I'm going to talk about an issue that you're in and that we deal with as Christians and even non-Christians. But you as Christians out there, you right now are probably, most likely, undoubtedly, are in a drought right now. And I'm talking about a spiritual drought as well as a natural drought. And exactly what a drought is, well, it just means there's lack of water. And there's no water. And we know that water is absolutely, without a doubt, necessary for you to survive. You're in a drought right now. Some of you are dying, because that's what happens with droughts. When you have no water, nothing lives. Everything dies. The plants, the animals, people, everything dies. And you might be dying right now. I'm not sure exactly what you're dying of, what you're dying in, what you're dying from. But I know this one thing, that you're probably in a drought right now, and you need God to help you. And the Bible talks about it. If we look at Isaiah chapter 58, and it says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden. Whoo, glory to God. I like when God turns things around, even in the drought, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. God will never fail you, because the Bible talks about those living waters that are inside of you. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters, while it will change you. It will transform you into a child of the living God. And that's what you need right now. Because you're in a drought. You are in that drought. And you know what? A drought can stabilize your mind. God allowed droughts to come into your life to stabilize your mind, to get your mind straight. Because a lot of times we got our mind wandering off somewhere and become confused with the world and its teaching and the environment that we're in. And we become so confused that we don't know which direction to go to. After a while, it's time for maybe a pill or a medicine, and maybe a trip to the psychiatrist or the counselor, whatever that may be. But we know that sooner or later, your mind begins to wander and become confused. But God says he'll send the drought to stabilize your mind. We look back into the story of the prodigal son, where he asked for his inheritance from his father. And his father gave him the inheritance. You know, God will just give you, okay, go where you want to go. If that's what you want to do, you'll be back. Glory to God. You'll be back, Smiley. Be back. Sooner or later, you're going to be back. But you got to get your mind straight, you know. Sometimes, you know, especially when you're young, you know, we get foolish. And our mind is not straight. We're not stable enough to make it. And the prodigal son went out and spent it all on the wild women. There, Smiley. All the drinking and carousing and the riotous living, the Bible says. You know, we see that a lot, especially in young men. Yes. Nowadays, it doesn't matter. Men and young ladies and young men. But we see that right now. And some of you are in a drought. Whether you're young and old, you're in a drought right now. And you're Christian, but you're in the drought. But God's got to get your mind straight. And that's what happens. The Bible said he spent all his money, and then there was a drought on the land. Whoo, glory to God. Thank God sometime for the drought, you know, because this is where we get our mind straight. We begin to panic and no food, no water. Everything is dying all around you, and you might be next, and you start thinking about it. And folks, I want you to know that you right now in a drought, and you got to get your mind straight because the devil will confuse you, and you will panic and go the wrong direction. And the prodigal son was eating with the pigs. Can you imagine that, Smiley? Eating the slop, man. Goodness gracious, you ever ate slop?
I never have.
You hope you never will either.
I hope I never will.
He's eating the slop of the pigs. And if you're like me, you know, I used to slop the pigs as well. And it doesn't smell too good, you know. Believe me. And let alone trying to eat the slop, okay? But it was his only way of survival. But even that was coming to an end because there was a drought in the land. And finally, something happened to the young man. He got his mind straight. That's what the Bible says. He said, wait a minute now. What about my father, man? I can go back to my father and work for him. I'll work for him, man, and I'll eat better than this. I'll be more stable than this. I'll be alive because my father has a whole lot that he can provide for me, even though it means going back to work or working for my father. You see, that's what happens a lot of times when we're in a drought and we get to the nitty-gritty and we see that it's almost over. You're about to die. You're about to come to a point in life where you have a nervous breakdown. Some of you right now, you're at that point where you're about to have a nervous breakdown because your mind is not stable on God. And God has you in that drought. God has allowed that to the point of where you become stable enough to remember your father, God himself. Remembering what God did for you. You see, we look back and we see how David said in Psalms 23, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's got everything I need, is what he's trying to tell you and I. And you too have a Father that's in heaven, and he said, I'll meet your needs according to his riches in glory. I got it all. I own all the gold, and Haggai says that I wanted all the gold and all the silver. I own all the cattle on the hill. I own everything. He wants you to know that. He said, I'm rich, glory to God. I made it all. The money that you had or will have is all because God gave it to you. I want you to know God owns everything. He said even the wealth of the heathen will be laid up for the just. That's his money. Glory to God. But you in a predicament now that some of you are having or about to have a nervous breakdown. And you need God. But you need to turn to the Father and get your mind straight and say, wait a minute. What about God? God, my Father, he's the one. He has everything. He'll help me. He'll keep me alive. I'm going to go back to him. You see, you can go back to God, the Father. And he'll do like he did the prodigal son. He'll wait for you. He's waiting for you to come back as you get your mind straight. Some of us have to be in a drought to go back to God. Some of us have to be in a drought to get our mind straight, to go back to the Father who benefited us in the beginning and will benefit you as well even now. You're in a drought, folks, right now. Some of you need help. You're about to go crazy. You're popping pills left and right. Some of you are drinking because you can't stand the reality of what's taking place in your life. You're about to have a nervous breakdown. I want you to call the number. If you need help, I'm here. We're going to pray. And God will get your mind straight. He'll turn things around. Call the number 1-877-464-2500. You are out there. You need to call the number. Because I know that some of you out there right now, you're at the brink of a nervous breakdown. You're about to really end it all. But God said, hold on now. Glory to God. Call the number. I want to pray with you. We're going to ask God to turn things around for you. 1-877-464-2500. You need to get on the phone right now. That's the reason why you're in a drought that you're in. So God, I want you to know that God, the Father, wants to take you out of the drought. Call the number 1-877-464. Someone's driving right now, and you've been crying your eyes out because what happened and your situation that you're in, and you're about to really just end it all. Or some of you are at that nervous breakdown. You're at that point. You need prayer, man. You need to go back to God. Call the number, 1-877-464-2500. You need to get on the phone right now because this is imperative. This is your life, man. See, God will stabilize. He said, I haven't given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind, a good mind, a mind that is clear. We go back to how Legion was filled with devils and possessed, and God cast those devils out and put them in his right mind, the Bible says. God will give you a good mind, a peaceful mind, a well mind. You don't have to worry about some of you are thinking, I got some all kind of dementias. You know, you're being forgetful. God will heal that. Don't let the devil lie to you. I don't care how old you are. You don't have to have dementia. That's a lie from the devil. God has given you a good mind. Don't lie. Don't let the devil lie to you. Some of you right now, the devil lying to you. I want to pray with you. Call the number 1-877-464-2500 right there where you at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody listening in a truck right now. Again, you're in a drought. Hallelujah. You don't know which direction to go to. Well, I'll pray with you. Glory to God. Call the number. You don't even have to say your name. We'll pray, glory to God. We'll believe that God will help you. Call that number, 1-877-464-2500. If you're local, call 484-2500. This is your opportunity. You're in a drought. You need to get out of there. Get your mind straight. Go to the Father. just like the prodigal son did. He went to the father. He knew what his father was like. He knew what the father had given him. He knew that his father had taken care of him all these years. And he was going back to him to ask him for forgiveness. And that he was even willing to work for him. You right now, you need help. And this is the reason why this program is here for you, for your purpose. That you can call out unto God and God will hear your prayers. But you're in a drought and you need help right now. You're dying. You're dying. You need help. You're on the air. Okay, you need prayer for what, ma'am?
The drought.
Oh, the drought. Okay, yes, all right. Okay. Well, we're going to pray for you, ma'am. I don't know if you want to give your first name.
No.
No? Okay. That's all right. We're going to pray for you right now. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for my sister. We believe, God, that even right now that she's in that drought, but God, we know that you're the one that supplies the water. And yes. Joel chapter, God, we believe your word in Joel chapter 20 and chapter 2. You talk about how, God, that you will give her the moderately rain in the former rain, and you'll give her that much more in the latter rain. And, God, you will supply her needs according to the riches and glory that you have for her. Devil, take your hands off of her right now. I command you to loose her by the blood of Jesus, and that she will be taken out of the drought. She'll go to the Father. Hallelujah. And God, Father, I believe through your son, Jesus, that you're going to turn the situation that she's in right now. Devil, I command you to take your hands off of her right now and set her free by the blood of Jesus. We put the blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus on her. And that, God, all is well for her. My sister right now, she wants to come out of that drought, Lord. Lord, you give her a straight mind, a good mind, a well mind, Father God. Lord, we believe a stable mind right now. We speak that peace upon her in the name of Jesus. And I believe, God, that you can turn around that situation. That, Lord, she'll be able to lay her head down and sleep, a sweet sleep, that all will be well. God said that may be weeping at night. This is what he's telling you, sister. That may be weeping at night, but in the morning, glory to God, that's joy.
Hallelujah.
That's joy. Now get ready for the change, because God is fixing to change you out of that, out of the
yes,
drought.
Sir, thank you.
But you're going to have some joy. I won't be any more weeping. Just calling to God. Go to the Father. Glory to God. He says, that's going to be some joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's going to turn your situation around, sister, okay? Go to the Father.
Sir.
God bless you. Look for it because it's coming your way. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen, sister. Glory to God. We thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Amen.
Okay. Praise God. Well, you out there, I want you to call the number 1-877-464-2500 or 484-2500. You see, prayer will make a big change as we come together and agree where two or more agreeing together, it shall be done, to which is my Father that's in heaven. We're going to call upon the Father to change you and take you out of the drought, because he's allowed you in the drought so you can have a stable mind. And some of you need a stable mind right now. You're worried. You're worried to death. You're panicking right now. You hit the panic button, all right? And you don't know where to go, man. You don't do that, okay? Because God is going to turn the situation around. He's there for you all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver you out of them, all of them. Not just some of them, but all the afflictions that you're going through. God said you're in the drought, but you're not going to die. I'm going to give you some rain to bring you back alive. The former rain, he'll give you moderately, but the latter rain, he'll give you an abundance of it to where you can have a stable mind. Somebody's even caught in a trap. You know what I mean? You're with this gang, and, man, you want to get out the gang, but you can't get out the gang because you believe they're going to come after you and your family. I want you to know that right now. That God will set you free if you just come to the Father. Right now, God will change that situation. It seems like you can't get out of the gang, Because once you in, you always in. Or they'll try to kill you. But I want you to know right now that God is going to protect you. If you call upon the Father, and God will turn that around, and you'll be serving God, hallelujah, instead of some gang. Glory to God. Right now, glory to God. Call the number, anybody out there, call the number if you want prayer or you have a question about the drought. Call the number, 1-877-464-2500, wherever you're at. This is your opportunity. Call the number. You're given an opportunity, 484-2500 if you're local. But there's some people out there, and you need help. You're in a trap. You're in a drought. You're going crazy. The devil is putting all these things in your mind. But God wants you out, the drought. But you know that a drought, Smiley, can meet your needs. Well, we got to call. Call that number. All right, call back if you can. Please call the number 1-877-464-2500. We'd just love to hear from you. We're going to pray with you. There's no doubt about it. I guarantee that there will be changes. There's no doubt because of the Word of God, not because of me. I can't guarantee you anything. I can guarantee it through the Word of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because I work for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm one of His ambassadors. I'm one of His representatives. I'm one of His laborers. And He told me, hey, tell them that I guarantee it. Hallelujah, through the blood of Jesus that was shed at Calvary. Call the number, 1-877-464-2500. We want to hear from you. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil steal that away from you, because that's what he's doing right now. The devil is going to talk you out of calling. He's going to talk you out your blessing. I'm going to tell you that right now. The devil talked Eve out of, and Adam out of their blessing. He's going to talk you out of your blessing. Don't let him do it. Call the number, 1-877-464-2500. We want to hear from you. We're going to beat the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Right now, a drought can meet your needs. And I'm going to say that again, because in Philippians 4, as we talked about earlier, Philippians 4:19, the Bible says that God will meet all our needs according to His riches in glory. We know He's rich. Glory to God. Read the Bible, man. You know, glory to God. Even God the Father sent His Son. Man, He sent some magi. You know, He sent them three kings. And, man, they brought all kind of gold. I'm not talking about no little box, Molly. Not the little briefcase that you got, all right? We're talking about camels of full sacks of gold and myrrh and frankincense, man. Whoo, glory to God. God will pack you. He'll pack that mule for you, Smiley. Glory to God. Ooh, God is rich. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. God is a God of riches. But I want you to know that God will meet your needs according to His riches and glory. How do I know that? Well, we look at Elijah. I love the story of Elijah. He's a prophet of God, man of God. You are out there. You men of God, women of God out there. Listen to the story of Elijah, man. That was a drought in the land. A bad drought. Horrible drought. People were dying. Every day, dying, bad drought. And God told Elijah, go to the brook. I'll send you to the little brook here, okay? I want you to stay there. There's plenty of water, man. See how God will supply your needs. I don't care how bad the economy is. I don't care how bad your finances is. All I know is this one thing, that God will put you in a drought to show you He'll meet your needs. Glory to God. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. And Elijah don't have anything but a brook of water, all right? He's drinking all the water he needs. Everybody else is dying. Animals are dying. The plants are dying. Everything dies, Smiley. Man, but he's not. He's just taking it easy, taking a nap, you know, praying whenever he wakes up, and probably admiring the nature of things and just drinking plenty of water. Hallelujah. I don't know if he bathed in the same water that he drank. No. It didn't matter, I guess, at that point. But all of a sudden, you know, God said, wait a minute, I'll go even further than that, man. I'm gonna get some ravens, man. I'm talking about some birds, folks. We're talking about birds. Bird got to obey God, all right? You know those birds, they took some meat twice a day and some bread every day of that drought that he was there. Every day, rather, as long as the brook had water. We know that it kept quite a while. So we know that God was supplying Elijah. Man, Elijah didn't have to go to the restaurant. Think about it, Violet. Got meat and bread, man, brought it through. Plenty of water.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters, man. And then everybody dying.
Wow.
Woo, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Listen here, man, folks. I want you to know that you're in the drought right now so God can meet your needs. Because God can show you, hey, man, I'm a powerful God, and I'll even tell the ravens to feed you. Now, you know birds, and ravens are pretty much scavengers, you know. They're more like buzzards and stuff like that, all right?
Yeah.
And, man, they don't want to get – they will not share their meat with anything, all right?
No.
Let alone a human being.
No, sir. They will fight for their food.
They will fight, no doubt. They'll fight a lion, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But God spoke to those ravens. He'll speak to anything. He'll speak to a dog if he has to bring you what you need. I just want you to know that God will supply all your needs according to your riches, and that's the reason why you're in a drought. So God can show you and build your faith and let you know that no matter what you're going through, how bad the economy is, it doesn't make any difference. God will supply your needs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why you're in the drought. Woo! Glory to God. That's when the faith arises. Man, when you see those birds bringing in the Big Macs, you know, Big Mac, McDonald's or Burger King, you know. Ooh, glory to God. You already have your shake, you know. Or your Coke, man. Well, okay, I want you to know, man, that God will take care of you, man. Ooh, glory to God. Don't worry about it. The devil is a liar. Devil thought he had him dead. He was killing everybody else. But Elijah believed God. He knew God. He trusted God. Then what happens? You know what happens, Bolly? You know, when God starts blessing us, you know, we got blessed and everything, and he's bringing us Big Macs and Burger Kings and so on, and we feed and we well-fed, and we sort of like a little pig, you know, and we well-fed, you know. And after a while, the brook dries up. Oh, Lord have mercy. But there's still a drought, though, okay? Guess what God does? This is one of the things you got to listen to this next story. Elijah's there. Uh-oh. Hey, Lord, the brook just ran out, all right? We need some water here. Can't have no water, Elijah. We're in a drought, okay? I got you in the drought, Elijah. Telling you the same thing. I got you in the drought. You ain't going to get no water. The only thing you get is from me, all right? All right. Don't worry about anybody else trying to bring you water. Worry about me. Just know that I'm going to take care of you. So what he does, Elijah, he said, I want you to go to this widow woman. Now he sends them to the poorest woman of them all, the poorest person of them all. Now, remember, the drought is still there, okay? You got to remember the drought is still there, and praise God. And so Elijah goes and meets the widow woman, and he sees her picking up sticks. And he said, okay, woman, what are you doing, man? You know, can you go make me some bread? He said, well, she said, well, wait a minute now. I'm picking up a few sticks here, and I'm going to build a little fire. I'm going to take a little bit of the meal that I have, and me and my son are going to die. Whoo, glory to God. What in the world? What do you mean you're going to die? You see, that's the thing. You see, she didn't trust in God, but Elijah was there to trust in God. And Elijah knew that God had sent him to the poorest person. I mean, God will use strange things to meet your needs, man. A poor widow woman has nothing, about to die, her and her son. Can you imagine? And this is what Elijah tells her. Man, woman, go and bake us a cake, man. Go bake me a cake, all right? What? What do you mean? You want me to bake you a cake? And what about us? He said, just do it. God's going to bless you. And so she does. She goes and she gives him the cake, the bread, or whatever you want to call it. Maybe some cornbread. You know, we're all used to that cornbread or something.
Cornbread.
You know? That cornbread. And so he does it, and she does it, and she gives it to him. And the Bible says, I want you to get this, because this is very, very important to you and I. The Bible says that her meal never ran dry, nor the oil of cruse ever ran dry, until the drought ended. We know the drought were for years, okay? 3-4 years, I believe. And it never ran out, but it didn't just run out for her and the son, but for Elijah. Elijah was there with him. Glory to God. Eating well, high on the hog again, all right? Man, what an awesome thing. What an awesome story. It wasn't just for the widow woman and the son. The Bible said Elijah was there. Glory to God. He took care of Elijah, the widow woman, her son. What an awesome thing that God has you in a drought to let you know that he'll meet your needs. Glory to God. No devil can ever come against him. Take that away. And I want you to know that you are in a drought right now. I want to pray with you. I don't care if it's a mental issue that you have and you're unstable in your mind. God has you in that drought. Or if it's a need that you need right now to be taken care of, God wants to bless you. Call the number 1-877-464-2500. That's 1-877-464-2500. I want to hear from you. I want to pray with you because I believe that God has some of us in a drought right now. And, man, we're dying. It seems like we're dying. I mean, the widow woman said, we're going to die. That was her attitude. How are we going to die? But Elijah came along with God and said, wait a minute, no, you're not going to die. Glory to God. You're not going to die, folks. God's going to meet your needs, supply it all, bring your abundance. It'll never run dry. Why? If we only put our trust in God and he has you in a drought to let you know, to build your faith, to know that God will supply your needs according to his riches and glory. What an awesome thing. Call the number. You're in a pickle right now. Some of you right now, you don't have anything. You're zeroed out. No money. Nothing. You don't know when the money's coming. Or if you'll ever get some money, God will turn that around right now. Your house is being repossessed. God will turn that around right now. I want you to know that. Somebody right now in college, trying to go to college, can't get the money. Can't even get a loan. God will turn it right now. I want you to call the number, 1-877-464-2500. We're going to pray. We're going to believe that God will come through. There's no doubt about it. I want you to call the number. Don't let the devil steal what God has something for you. I mean, it's awesome. God has something so awesome. Hallelujah. It will blow the socks off of you, man. That's the anointing of God. He'll change things around you out there. I come to give you some hope. And that's the hope of Jesus Christ. Not my hope. I can't help you. But God can. But I come to let you know the master who can take care of your situation. He's got you in a drought. And he's got you there for a reason. Hold on. Glory to God. Hold on because God has come to rescue. Call the number 1-877-464-2500. We want to hear from you. Call the number. We'll be back in 1 minute. Again, we do send prayer cloths that will be a blessing to you. We pray over the prayer cloths as Paul was moved by the Holy Ghost to send the handkerchiefs and these cloths out to people and it healed the sick. And, you know, and we do that. And we do have anointing oil that we pray over and we send it to you and you anoint it, whatever it is that you want to anoint it, whatever problem you have or sickness or maybe it's salvation for your children. You know, you might just anoint their bed, the pillowcase or whatever it may be, but whatever it may be, but anoint, and we do send that out. We want you to know that God is real. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We send out the frame, the word of God frame. The Bible says, write it on your door, write it everywhere. Keep it all around you. Put it on your wall. And we have that. We have that frame, and where it has the word of God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 and 13. And so we have all that, and we will send it to you. That's your again. And don't forget, I do have an email address, prayerpower@cricket.net. Again, we can communicate prayer requests if you want. And that's prayerpower@cricket.net. Awesome, you know. I get this all the time. We get prayer requests through the emails. So please do so if you can. I'd appreciate it a whole lot. And don't forget, we have a Facebook, Prayer Power Ministry. You get there. You can get on there, too, and communicate and ask for prayer. Man, what an awesome thing. We just got this high technology where we can use it for God and to bless people, for them to learn about Jesus. Man, what an awesome thing. And this ministry, Prayer Power Ministry, does this for you. Prayer Power Ministry does this for you. And all you got to do is you call this number, 318-715-3174. Leave me your address. I'll send it to you. If you want to give a donation, the same thing. If you want to support this ministry financially, please do so. You can call the number, 318-715-3174. Leave me your address, or I'll give you mine. And that's Post Office Box 11782, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We just want to be able to support you guys. Prayers and teaching you the word. Praise God. Praise God. We're back. Hallelujah. We're talking about a drought. We're talking about you being in a drought and I'm being in a drought. Don't think it's just you. A lot of people out there, most people are in a drought right now. Some of you are just coming out of a drought. But there are some, many, who are in a drought right now. And as I said earlier, we're talking about a drought. God has you in a drought, and a drought will stabilize your mind, get you back to Jesus. A drought will definitely meet your needs according to God's riches and glory. And, folks, I want you to call the number if you have an opportunity, 1-877-464-2500. I want to pray with you. I know what God can do. I know what the Bible can do. Been doing this for almost 40 years now. I know I've seen what God has done through prayer. I've seen what God has done as we call upon him and his word. I've seen it all, glory to God. I know what God can do if we just come together and agree. So don't let the devil steal your opportunity or even a question that you might have for what we're talking about, the issue of drought and so on. And sometimes people don't believe that. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I shouldn't be here. I've done all the right things. And, God has a reason, and that reason again, is to get your mind straight, also to meet your needs according to his riches and glory, not yours, okay? Because a lot of time we depend on our riches, okay? But God's riches and glory. And that's what he wants to let you know about. And we got to get in that drought sometime so our faith can be built upon God. We know the story of Elijah. We've seen what God has done with Elijah and brought him to a brook and fed him there for the longest and gave him plenty of water, sent him to the widow woman, the poorest of them all in that land, man, and they eat and drink till the drought is over, Elijah included, man. Awesome, awesome story. You were out there. I know you're listening to this program. God is dealing with your heart, convicting your heart, and what's being said right now. You need help. Whether or not you have a call for prayer or not, whatever you do, right where you're at, make sure that you listen to the word of God and hear what God is saying to you right now. Because I know there are a lot of people out there, God is just dealing with your heart about this situation. Because you're in a drought. You know that a drought can reconcile relationship? Woo, glory to God. I like that one because a lot of people out there are in a bad relationship. A lot of people out there have had broken relationships. And the Bible talks about how God, Jesus himself, comes to heal the brokenhearted, heal the relationships, reconcile it, but most of all, reconciling that relationship with God. And that's what you need right now. Some of you need to be reconciled with God, with the Father, with Jesus Christ, okay? Not any other God. I'm not talking about other God. I'm talking about only one God that's alive, and his name is Jesus. No other name whereby can you be saved but by that name, Jesus, glory to God. So I want you to know right now that you need to be reconciled to God. Some of you have fallen away. Some of you have backslidden. Some of you have been brought up into the church and know the word of God. And some of you hearts have been hardened, but God is saying, wait a minute, I'm knocking at your door. Let me in, and I'm going to come right on in. This is what God has put you in a drought for, allowing you to stay in that drought where we're calling and finding out how do we get out of this drought. Well, God has allowed you to be in a drought to reconcile relationships. We go back to a story about a young man named Joseph. Joseph was 17 years of age, teenager, just approaching young manhood. At the very beginning, not there yet, but still a teenager, a young man, okay? A child, I would call, 17 years of age. Mind not really completely fully developed, to be honest with you, Smiley. You know? He's 17 years old. A lot of you are young. They got a lot of young people. You were out there. You got a lot of children and grandchildren. With 17 years of old, you know what a 17-year-old can do, you know, and how their mind works. It's not fully developed. The brain is not fully developed, okay? It doesn't get fully developed till 21 and then, I think, all the way to 30 years of age. Time, space, Molly, you're not past development.
The time span changed.
Yeah, I think it's the 30 years of age, I think, the brain. And nevertheless, it's not fully developed. Smiley, you forget it, you done developed it. You can't blame the brain, okay? Don't blame the brain, all right? You know, that's why young people, I believe right now, the law has changed again back, you know, to treat 17 years old more as juveniles rather than adults when any criminal act has been done. But nevertheless, we're not talking about that, but it all relates to a young man, and Joseph, who's 17 years of age. And he's thinking, brother, oh, you're my brotherly love. Brother, love me, man. You know, brother, love this little boy. You know, I'm the youngest. All my brothers love me. Yeah, they hate you. All right. Some of your family hate you. I'm going to tell you right now. I smile like, I'm like, who is that? Which one of them hate me? Yeah, well, you know how that goes. What do you think about that? What do you think? You folks, I want you to know that, you know, Joseph was 17, wasn't quite sure, naive, of course, and, again, not fully developed in the mind or the brain, and he's all thinking everybody love him, daddy love him, brothers love him, everybody love him. Well, wrong, all right? all right, so we find out that his brothers hate him, man. Hate him with a passion, Smiley. God, no. Man, that's bad when your brothers are that jealous. You know, jealousy is a spirit, and jealousy will bring you to murder, man.
Yeah, jealousy is bad.
We know that, you know. The prisons are filled with that,
yeah.
All right? Especially passion, you know, crimes of passion. But even beyond that, you know, we see how jealousy can really, you know, bring crime. And hates and murders and so on. Again, this is what happens. Joseph, again, was taken by his brothers, thrown into a pit. They plotted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. But they changed their mind. I believe it was Benjamin. Reuben, I believe it was. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. No. You know, blood will be on our hands. No. And so... Again, we know the story. I don't want to get fully into it. Read the story about it. And there he is in the pit. And then what they do, they see they're going to make money on him. Okay, so let's not kill him. Let's make money on him. We're going to sell him like a slave, you know. And so they sell him as a slave, and he becomes a slave. But all this time, he's thinking in his mind, what would you think? Put your place in Joseph. What you think, Smiley?
It's kind of hard to put me in that.
I'm going to kill them, brother. When I get out, I'm going to kill somebody.
Yes, indeed.
Look at it. Yes, indeed.
Choice names.
I'm going to get my revenge, right? You can imagine, you know, what was going on in the 17-year-old. But, again, we're not sure. Again, maybe it might have happened because we're all normal. For that moment's time, you know, we as human beings think of all always the worst. But at the same time, there's Joseph. He ends up in Potiphar's household, and then he gets framed or gets framed or accused of sexual harassment and or attempted rape and so on. And so he's put in prison, and there he stays for a few years. And finally, God brings him up before Pharaoh. And he has a dream, and he says, he interprets the dream, and he says, there's going to be a drought. Pharaoh, I'm going to tell you right now, okay? There's going to be a drought. Just like you, I'm going to tell you right now. You in a drought. If you didn't have a drought, you're going to be in a drought, all right? So you better get ready because you're going to be in a drought. And you better be ready. Get all your stuff ready. The Bible said to Hezekiah, it said, get your house in order because you're going to die. I'm telling you, get your house in order because you're going to go in a drought. And you need to know how to handle this drought. And God places people in droughts for reasons. And because of this, God was able, as we know the story, we go further down in the story, and we see how Joseph becomes next to Pharaoh. He becomes governor, prince of Egypt, and he's over everything. Now his brother's got to come to him, buddy. Smiley, what you would have done? Think about it now. Woo! I'm going to put Smiley on the spot. I don't want to do that. But you were out there. Just think about it. You know, these are the same brothers that put you through all this hell and I'm talking about the word hell, the troubles and problems that he went through is what I'm talking about. He went through all that, and here comes his brothers. Now, God has a way of just doing things. God has a way of reconciling your heart. Is that some of you out there, you're not forgiving people. I don't care who they are. I don't care who it is. Your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters. It doesn't matter. Even God, even yourself. This is where God wants to reconcile you, and he's going to put you in a drought to be reconciled in those relationships. That means coming back, mending the relationship, coming back together as one. And that's what happened. It took a drought, Smiley, to bring back those brothers and Joseph. Not only that, and his dad, whose dad was grieving so much, he said, I'll go down in my grave, man, because my son has been killed. Man, but you see the way God does, you know, God just brought him back, man. Wow, man. You can imagine dad. Whoo, my son is alive, man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All this time for 13 years, he's grieving for his son who had been killed, or thought he had killed him. But God reconciled it, and he took a drought to do that. A drought to bring back the brothers to Joseph. And Joseph held no unforgiveness in his heart. In fact, he loved them so much, even that much more. Even when his dad died. And they were all there, oh man, Joseph's going to kill us. Let's go ask him for mercy. And then, you know, they go to Joseph, and he said, and Joseph's like, man, you're breaking my heart here, man. I've forgiven you. I love you. We've been reconciled together. My land is your land. Everything I have, I'm going to give it to you. You can live here and all your children. And he was just showing him how a relationship comes through God. And God put him in a drought. That drought brought relationships back together. That drought brought God back into their lives. And I want you to know that's the same thing why you're in a drought right now, perhaps. Because God wants you back and mend that relationship, perhaps with your mom, your dad, maybe your spouse, I don't know, maybe your brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, so on. Maybe somebody at work, a friend, maybe a boss. Who knows? But God knows, and he has you in a drought. I want you to call the number, 1-877-464-2500. That's the reason why you're in that drought right now. God's going to let you know. That's why we all go in these droughts. We're dying, and we need reconciliation with God, first of all, with ourselves, with people. You need reconciliation in that relationship. You need to ask God to forgive you. You need to ask those to forgive you that you hurt, or forgive those who hurt you. You see, that's how it works. And God wants you and brings you to a drought. And that's why he did this with Joseph. They had to go to him. See, God's going to send you that same person in your path. I'm telling you right now, some of you right now, you're going to see that same person that you hate, but you need to forgive in order for God to answer your prayer, number one, and to have a relationship with God. You can't have a relationship with God if you hate that person, if you're not forgiving that person. That's what the Bible says. I can't forgive you if you don't forgive others. That's what the Word of God says in Matthew. And I want you to know that God loves you so much that he's given you an opportunity, and he will send that person in your path, giving you an opportunity. He'll keep you in that drought till it happens. Somehow, some way, they're coming your way. Look for it. I want to pray with you. 1-877-464-2500, wherever you're at. I want to pray. Call the number, or maybe 484-2500. We'd love to pray. And I know that God will change the situation. Even though you're in a drought, you're dying. And that's why God got you there. He got reason. Get your mind straight. Meet your needs according to his riches and glory. And to reconcile relationships with God and everybody else. That's the point. That's the reason why you're in a drought. you're dying and you need help, call the number 1-877-464-2500. I want you to know that I'm here to pray with you. God's going to bless you. You're on the air.
Hey, Pastor Carmoose.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Great. Hey, Pastor Carmoose. Yes, I just need prayer for me and my family. I was thinking just maybe, like I said, what you were saying about, we're in a drought. So maybe we probably be, in a drought. And so I just need prayer for me and my family.
No problem. What's your first name again? I'm sorry. I recognize your voice, but I don't remember the name.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
Tony. There you go, Tony.
Yes,
Tony,
sir.
Praise God. Tony, we sent all for you. I believe you was asking for anointing oil.
Yes.
Yeah, I sent, so you were out there. There's a lot of people that were requesting prayer cloths and anointing oil, and it's on their way. So forgive me for
All right.
Getting it to you quicker, but look for it. You were out there who requested it, and anybody else out there who would love it again, I do advertise it throughout the program from the beginning and the middle and the end. So remember, it's on the way. And if you like some more, if you like some, please let me know. Call my number and leave me your address, all of you people out there. Tony, I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, he's in a drought right now, but God, we know that the latter rain is coming. And Lord, that you shall fulfill what you said you would. Lord, that you will give him a stable mind, him and his family. And we believe, God, to making the right decision and even coming to you for help and to meet all his needs according to your riches and glory, that God, you are going to take him out of that drought, him and his family. And we believe that all relationships shall be built, reconciled, Lord, to its utmost height. In you, oh God, especially you, that relationship with you right now, God. We pray that it will increase for him, for Tony and all of his family, that they will all know you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless them, Lord God. We thank you for Tony. We thank you, God. You're getting him out of the drought, and everything's going to be all right. And, Lord, they'll have plenty of water, glory to God, and eat well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you so much, Tony, for calling.
Yes, sir. All right, well, I hadn't even heard from you.
Okay.
It'll be about a couple of weeks. Then, I had to call you, talk to you. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
I sure do, I thank you for that prayer, though.
Okay, no
I
doubt.
I needed that.
God's going to bless you. It's done.
Yes, sir.
It's done.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, brother. Amen. Take care. All thank right. you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye. Folks, a drought can put you in a place of worship, and I want to tell you why, because most of us are not even in a place of worship, and we need to be where God wants us to be and where God called us to be to worship him. And if we recall the story of Abraham was sent from out of his country, from the country of Ur, all the way into the country of Canaan, and where he was at and placed that in that place called Bethel, the house of bread, also known. Got another call in the house of Bethel, and there they God placed him there, and he began to worship God, and God wanted him right there. But then something happened. A drought came upon that land, and just like everybody else, and we get emotions, but we got to remember where God wants us. We got to remember. You're on the air.
Hi, I was calling to see if I can use prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, what's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Sir?
What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Ann. Yes, sir.
Okay, Ann. Well, anything in particular?
Well, health, finances, and family situation.
Okay. We can pray, Ann. All right, we're going to pray right now, Ann. We're going to believe the word of God for you. Father God, we just thank you, God. She's in the drought, God, and we know that you have that reason. We know, God, that even right now, as she, Lord, you need to help her with her needs according to your riches and glory. And we believe that, God, that you own it all the silver, all the gold, all the cattle on the hill, everything, God, belongs to you. And, Lord, we send the word, Lord. We call for the finances to increase in her life, and And God, that you help her during the drought like you did Elijah, like you did for him, God. And that all his needs were met. All the bills were paid. Glory to God. Everything is well for her. We speak that right now, and the devil got to take his hands off of those finances. We bind you, devil, and command you to loose her right now. Loose those finances. And God, I believe that you got it all for her right now. And Lord, we speak that into her life, that she will know and build her faith that you will meet her needs according to the riches and glory in Philippians 4:19 says. And we thank you for it right now, Moran, God. And also, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for family problems. Lord, we believe that you will reconcile the family problems. You will reconcile the relationships. And that everything shall be well. We bind disagreements. We bind anything that comes against them right now in those relationships, in the family. Devil, take your hands off of the family right now in the name of Jesus. And we believe for Anne that God, that her family shall be restored and relationship shall be restored right now. Because that's the reason why you got her in the drought, God, to call upon you. That relationship shall be built not only with family, God, but with you, Father God, that Anne will call upon you for her help as she's doing right now, and that, God, that you would turn this around and that you would take her out of the drought. God, we believe that even right now for Anne, that she will see it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, look for it because God is going to repair everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Repair. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you, Anne, and I know it's going to get better. There's no doubt. Because it's his word.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
All right. Where are you calling from, man?
Alexandria.
Okay. That's fine. All right. God bless Alexandria. All right. And you
Thank
too.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. Folks, I just want to try to finish the drought. Again, it puts a place of worship. Abraham should have stayed in Bethel. Drought came about. He panicked. He went over to Egypt. There he lies about his wife and telling his wife, hey, tell them you're my sister because they're going to kill me. They'll want you for their wife. We know the king, again, the king goes and gets his wife, and then God has to tell him, you're a dead man, man. You are a dead man if you touch that wife because she is a wife of a prophet, so you better not touch him. The king is like, wow, well, it wasn't my fault, God, you know. I didn't know that. Well, anyways, you shouldn't have gone for that wife. So, again, he calls to Abraham, tells Abraham, here, I'll give you everything. I'll give you a wife. I'll give you some extra stuff. Just get out of here, all right? Or you're going to get us all killed. I was smiling. Man, you're going to get us all killed. Get out of here, man.
Get them out.
Get out. Go back to where you belong. Woo! Man, can you imagine if God tells you you're a dead man, smiling? We're not talking about any person. We're talking about God. God told him in a dream, you're a dead man. And that's exactly what he told him. Yes. I mean, verbatim, you are a dead man. Wow, what a dog. Man, let me tell you, he gave it real. He gave that wife real quick. I mean, he gave that woman back. Oh, no, indeed. So Abraham goes back to Bethel is what we're trying to get to the point. He goes back to Bethel where he should have stayed in the drought so he can learn to worship. That's the place of worship, okay? That's the place where you need to be where God wants you to be. Even though you're in that drought, it doesn't matter. Stay where you're at. Worship God. Know where God wants you exactly. Don't move from that drought. It won't get any better anywhere else. God has a reason for it, and that's for you to worship him in that place where he wants you to be. Praise God. Folks, again, remember, you may be in a drought right now, but it's because he wants to stabilize your mind. He wants to meet your needs according to his riches and glory. And he wants to reconcile all relationships, especially with him. And also, he wants to bring you to that place of worship where he wants you to be at. Amen. Praise God. Folks, you are out there. You need a Savior. You need that relationship with God as we're talking about. Maybe that's why, you know, you're going through some things. You're in a drought. You need to be saved. Some of you don't know what we're talking about. Some of you are just tuned in. Some of you are not saved. Some of you don't have any idea. Well, you need to be saved. Saved from what? Going to hell. How does that happen? Well, we just ask Jesus to come live in our heart and to save us, wash us in his blood, make us whole. We ask him to forgive us of our sins. And he will. He come lives inside of us. See, that's the key. He comes and he lives if we believe it sincerely with our hearts. and ask him to forgive us. And all we got to do is ask him. We kind of know what to say. It's a little short prayer. If you say it with us and repeat it sincerely, asking God to live inside of you, man, you'll be transformed, no doubt. And you'll be saved. When you die, you'll go to heaven. You'll have a relationship with God himself. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All you have to do is say this. Say this with me. Repeat it after me by saying,